from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's talk some Oklahoma State football. They are up next in the preseason dirty poll as we get closer and closer to the start of the season, the number 15 team in our college football preseason poll. Joining us now, good friend of the show, we've had him on before, Robert Allen, at R. Allen Go Pokes on Twitter, sideline reporter for Oklahoma State. Robert, first off, thanks for the time, man, out here in Portland. We appreciate it. I know your time is limited, so let's jump right in. Where are you at with the expectations for this team? It's a group that's bringing back a starting running back, a starting quarterback, 10 starters on defense, a good offensive line. Seems like hopes are high down there going into the year for the Cowboys.
Yeah, hopes are high. I just came from practice, and they're just getting started this morning, and yeah, it's going to be 105 degrees here today and sticky. By the way, just humor me. What's the high going to be up there today?
Ooh, okay. Hold on. Let me look up. We had a little cloud cover yesterday, a few sprinkles last night. The high today, it's going to be 79 and sunny.
Yeah, okay.
Robert? Come on. You want to come move to Eugene or Corvallis? Let's go.
Well, you know, the cool thing is Oklahoma State goes to Eugene next year. I mean, this fan base is really looking forward to that. I mean, I don't know how many tickets in the contract Oklahoma State's getting, but they will use them all here because their fans, you know, they're excited. They played Oregon State up in Corvallis a couple of years ago, you know, 5 or 6. I don't know when it was. Mm-hmm. And everybody enjoyed it. So everybody's looking forward to going to Eugene. Yeah, the optimism is good. I mean, yesterday, it's day-to-day. Within the team right now, it's day-to-day. The fan base just feels like, I mean, yesterday it was announced all 6 home games sold out before the start of the season. That's never happened here before. They've sold out a season, but usually the last couple of games sell out in October. This year, everything is sold out. Every ticket they've got is sold before you even kick off the first game of the season. But like I said, within Mike Gundy and his staff, within this team, it's day-to-day. And if you look at it yesterday, it was a good day for the defense. It was maybe not the best practice. And so today is the day they're going to try and bounce back. Final scrimmage of the preseason comes up on Saturday. Classes start here on Monday. They're going to start working on South Dakota State, which I'm pretty sure that the Jackrabbits don't really give a darn who Oklahoma State is. They've won 2 championships and 29 games in a row. So, it's going to be a great lid lifter here in Stillwater with those guys coming in and as confident as they'll be.
Yeah, it's not an easy game start with. It looks like one on paper, and then you dive into who they are and what they've accomplished. That's not an easy way to begin your year. I'm curious to ask you, Robert, before we get to kind of the details of the team and what the structure of the roster looks like, I'm curious what you chalk that up as in terms of the excitement of selling all those. I saw that headline. That's a massive story, and it's not like Oklahoma State football's been down. They've been relevant for a long time. They've had some great years competing for playoff spots, Heisman-contending quarterbacks. Like, this program's been solid for a long time. What do you think it is about this year or this offseason that made it different to have that push to have all those tickets sold before the year starts?
You know, you bring up a good point because I was covering this team when Barry Sanders won a Heisman. And I remember being out there and seeing, you know, 10,000-15,000 empty seats at you know, in the stadium when he was playing. I'm like, I can't believe this. You know, they've sold most of their tickets the last decade and a half. It's just there's always been a couple of hundred, couple of thousand seats empty. Just they've played well enough under Mike Gundy now. They've done well enough the last few years. They've given this fan base enough confidence that they've added those last 1,500 to 2,000 fans that have bought the tickets. And now, I mean, I have season tickets, but I don't use them because I'm working and my wife actually sits up in the coach's offices. So I'm looking forward to it because, you know, with Utah and some teams, I'm probably going to make a little money on those season tickets.
Hey, now we're talking. So,
secondary market is going to be really good in Stillwater this year. But, no, I just think that Mike Gundy has done well enough that there have been enough people get on board the ship that they fill it up now. There's no cabins empty. Everybody's got a bed, got a room. All the meals are prepared, and everybody's ready to go eat.
Yeah, we're talking with Robert Allen, sideline reporter for Oklahoma State, the number 15 in the preseason. Dirty poll as we get closer to the start of the year, at R. Allen Go Pokes on Twitter. And they're going to be up in Eugene coming up here soon because that's a non-conference game we're all looking forward to. Let's get to just what the roster looks like. I mean, I think when you think Oklahoma State right now, Ollie Gordon, obviously the name that stands out the most, and he was in the news in the offseason for not the right reasons, but a tremendous running back and a guy that other teams around the country came after and tried to poach away from Oklahoma State, but he remained loyal. How dominant is this run game going to be? Because it feels like you got, you know, a couple of super seniors on the offensive line and a group that it's largely back. Is this just going to be a pound the rock offense? Do they feel good about their balance with the returning starting quarterback? What do we expect from the Oklahoma State offense this year?
You know, Gundy explained it pretty good on media day. They expect defenses to crowd the box with Ollie, with that veteran offensive line, and they've got about eight or nine offensive linemen they're comfortable with. So there'll be some rotation there, which is usually, you know, it's unusual to do that, but they're going to keep those O-linemen, their legs fresh too. You've also added Trent Howland, the running back that led Indiana last year in rushing. Now, Indiana wasn't a great running team, but I've been impressed with Howland. He's kind of an SEC back, 6'3", 240 pounds, and he can move. So then they've had a freshman come in, Rodney Fields, that is, he's been sensational. So good that, you know, the coaching staff has talked about that he's going to have to play some, and that's unusual with the two guys ahead of him. But what Mike Gundy said on media day was, hey, you know, we expect people to crowd the box. But when they do, we're going to throw the football, because – with Rashad Owens, who was the MVP last year in the bowl game against A&M, Brennan Presley, a slot receiver that's you know, had over 100 catches last year, and then Deshaun Stribling, who got hurt last year, but he's back. He's the former Washington State leading receiver that transferred here, you know, before last season. They feel like, you want to cover us man-to-man on the outside while you cram the box, we're going to make you pay for it. So pick your poison, and I think Mike Gundy feels really good about whatever direction his offense has to go based on what the defense gives him.
Interesting. On the other side of the ball, Robert, you had a defense that was, you know, statistically not great last year. I think 86th in scoring defense and not great in pass defense efficiency. And it's one of those, is it good to have everybody back? Because I think they got 10 starters returning. So you're hoping on a little progress and internal development and all that. What are they saying? You mentioned they had a good day in practice the other day. How are they feeling about the defense taking a big step with 10 returning starters?
You know, that's my if to this season. If the defense is better, this team really takes off. If not, it could be a lot like it was last year, which wasn't bad, but right, it wasn't what you really want with this many older players and a guy like Ollie Gordon returning. I think it's a good thing that those guys are back. They're good players. I think an even bigger key is this is the second year for coordinator Brian Nardo. He's more comfortable with both his team and the teams he has to go play. The one guy I would point out, and I know Colin Oliver gets a lot of publicity, Nick Martin at linebacker had 140 tackles last year. He's one of the smartest linebackers I've ever seen here. And I've told fans, if you can get your eyes away from just following the football, and believe me, by watching Nick Martin, you'll get back to the ball. Watch him play, because he's a treat. I'm a former linebacker. So when I watch Nick Martin, I'm like, why couldn't I have been like him? I mean, you know, he really is sensational. So if they can get good play on the corners, and those guys are back, Cam Smith and a six-year senior and Corey Black, if they're good on the corners, because they like to play a lot of man and like to get, you know, adventuresome and crazy in the middle, then this defense will be better than last year. And if this defense is better than last year with that offense, this could be, you know, a special season. But that's, you know, that big if to me is the defense.
Yeah, we'll see how they turn out on that side of the ball. Wide open Big 12 this year. I'll get you out on this one, Robert, because I know your time is limited today. What's a successful season look like for Oklahoma State? What's a failure of a season? Landscape change, you win the conference, you're in the playoff. What's a successful year? What's a failure of a year?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Successful years get back to the Big 12 championship like they were last year, and this time, you know, win it. Texas won't be waiting for you there. Although, if they keep losing running backs, that might not be a bad proposition. But golly, you lose your top two of your running backs in fall camp. I mean, if that were happening here, you'd have people drive. I know we don't have skyscrapers. You'd have people jumping off buildings downtown Stillwater. If Ollie got hurt, and there were rumors about that this week, but they were unfounded. But no, that's a good year, is get back to the Big 12, give yourself a chance to win it. Guys, circle September 21st. I don't know who else is playing that day. I'm sure there's some damn good games. But when Kyle Whittingham brings his Utah team into Stillwater, Mike Gundy, these are two coaches that they're tough guys. They want to run the football. They want to hit you. I'm thinking we may have one of the creme de la creme of football games in Boone Pickens Stadium on September 21st. I know there's good games. Arkansas is coming in here week two, and South Dakota State you don't overlook. But I will say this, down the road, I am really looking forward to the first meeting in the Big 12 with Utah and Oklahoma State.
It's a great program. Whittingham is an incredible coach. We got an up-close look at that in the Pac-12 over the last handful of years, and we'll see what he can do. You're one of the Big 12, and we get to see your Cowboys up close and personal next year at Autzen Stadium early September. We can't wait for that. Robert Allen, at R. Allen, go Pokes on Twitter, pokesreport.com as well. He does the sidelines for Oklahoma State. Thanks so much for the time, man, here in Portland. We appreciate it. Enjoy football season, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Same to you guys. Enjoy the season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.